fourth or our fifth podcast. We're here with the lovely Kelly Ansell of Ansell Estates. Welcome.
Hello.
She's very nervous, so we don't really know why.
Can you not tell everyone that, please?
We're sitting in our little room downstairs because the one upstairs seems to be a bit echoey.
Yeah, and I think it's very 24 hours in police custody in here. I can't escape.
It is.
And I'm in the corner.
And we hope that there is, you can't hear the buzzing of the internet thing in the corner of the room.
Server?
Seb is here as usual doing the recording. Welcome, Seb. He's in his pink jumpsuit as normal. Luckily, we can't see that. No visuals. tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Red or white wine?
Neither.
Go. What?
Don't like either of them.
Don't drink
I
at all?
I do drink.
Okay.
Just not red or wine.
No.
Okay. No. Vodka?
Vodka, okay. That's your
poison. It's nothing as exciting. I'm not teetotal or anything like that.
Splendid. So you're from Ansell Estates, which is your business.
It is.
So perhaps you better just tell us a little bit about you.
Okay.
You live in Eastbourne, right?
Yes, I do.
So tell me a bit about
this. Not born and bred here. Okay. I was born in Reading, but I've lived in Eastbourne most of my life.
Okay.
In work aspect, I started working as a junior in a lettings agency in Brighton when I was 20 and worked there for 3 years, worked my way up. And
then you're 23.
Yeah, exactly. And here I am. And I thought to myself, I could do this on my own.
Okay.
So the ballsy thing that I was back then, I did exactly that. So, and here
why
I am.
Why Eastbourne then?
Why did I set up in Eastbourne?
Yeah.
Because I lived here, and also I thought contacts here would be better for starting a business. Whilst I'd made a lot in Brighton, there are a lot of agents in Brighton. It's a tougher market, so I wanted to perhaps be based where I lived. So,
and you're slightly out of the sort of town centre.
I am, yeah, and that was done on purpose.
Right.
People are often surprised that I'm not in the town centre. But at that point, being a new business, of course, money was tight, so it was a really good rent. And I found it by accident, that the office space, but I loved it. And what I really liked is you can park opposite, no problems.
Okay.
And I like the aspect, nice view of the church. So
you're up on that little raised pathway.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, the raised pavement. And I've stayed there ever since, and I love it, and I felt no desire to come into town, and I don't think that
I didn't realise you were a sales agency as well.
Yeah.
I thought you were only lettings.
Well, so 16 years the lettings has been going, but for about 4 years, maybe coming to the fifth now for sales. And that started because, of course, we had a lot of clients that when it came to selling, we might have worked for them for years, and they would come to us and say, oh, do you do it? And of course, no, we didn't. So we were waving them goodbye and, you know, guiding them elsewhere. So we're missing a trick, really. So that's why that came about. It was a natural progression. And I have a team of girls.
Yeah, tell us about them.
So, great team of girls. There's five of us.
Yeah.
We have...
Sophie.
We have
26.
Yes, I know. She's the youngest. Oh, I feel old in that office.
We saw all her chocolate and alcohol being harvested for her birthday.
Our birthdays are one after the other.
Are they?
Yeah, there's two Aries and two Taurus. Yeah, in fact, three Taurus. Yeah, it's funny because I am into that.
Okay.
Because that's relevant, of course.
Okay. You're into that, what? Horoscope?
The star signs, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Okay. Yeah. So we've got Sophie, as you just said, 26.
So what's Taurus then? So did you say no?
I'm Taurus.
Yeah. So what are your characteristics?
Leaders.
Okay.
Stubborn. Don't like change, but actually, as I've gotten older, I've tried to go against that a little bit. But certainly was true.
So these are traits that are true to Taurus.
Artistic.
And they are,
yeah.
And you say these are things that are true about you.
Yeah, yeah. Really organised. I find it very fitting for me, and I have a lot of friends who are Sagittarians. I seem to seek out Sagittarians.
Right. Okay.
So I think it's.
So
I think it's.
What are their traits then?
Very carefree.
It's like the Russell Grant show.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And you've got the right shell for that as well, I reckon.
So Sagittarians, yeah.
Sagittarians. It's just funny. I seem to seek out those sorts of people, and it comes up a lot. So that's why I feel...
Do you like Sagittarians?
Must be, yeah, because I'm saying they're like my best friends.
Sagittarians, get in touch.
Sagittarians apply here.
Oh, the commonality.
Yeah.
So you're the lettings agent for Sagittarians.
Yeah.
That's a specific, that's a very, very
oh,
niche.
Oh, God, I don't know if I'm painting a good picture of myself here.
So what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, this weekend.
Because it's Easter.
Yeah, this weekend, my partner and I are going to Margate to Dreamland.
Okay.
To the old amusement park that was there. Well, it was left to go derelict, and now they've refurbished it all.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so it's a proper seaside town. There's Lido, you know, fish and chips, Kiss Me Quick Cat and all
Beautiful.
That. I've been once before, but only briefly, so I wanted to go back to explore it. I love going to different towns and cities in the UK and exploring.
It's up and coming, that area of the
yeah.
country, isn't
yeah,
it?
I think
sort
so.
Of East Kent has become
yeah.
quite hip,
yeah.
quite trendy.
Well, my partner lives in Herne Bay,
right.
so we've got a good reason to go up there and yeah explore, so that's what we're doing
Yeah,
this
they've
weekend.
Done a lot of regeneration, haven't
mm.
they, in those sort of areas. A
yeah.
lot of the industrial areas have been improved.
Yeah. And I love fairground rides, so that's why we want to
Do
go
you?
To Dreamland.
My brother's in the Roller Coaster Club of Great Britain.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
my God, that's
So he
cool.
goes and rides roller coasters
Oh, well,
Dreamland
would be nothing to him. It's like kiddies stuff, really, but that's really cool.
It was extraordinary. People get married on the roller coasters.
Oh, they do? Okay, I'm not that much of a fan, but but it's my 40th soon, and just to give you an idea that I like the amusements,
okay.
I'm going to New York, and Coney Island is where I want to be on my actual 40th.
Okay.
Again, to go on the roller coasters. Yeah.
How interesting. I can't stand it.
Really?
It makes me feel sick. But I do know that dodgem cars don't go more than 7 miles an hour.
Really?
Because over 7 miles an hour, that's when you can get a whiplash injury.
Oh,
but
makes
under
sense.
7 miles an hour, you can't, apparently.
Okay.
I used to be a personal injury lawyer, and I learned this somewhere along the line.
Right.
But apparently that is true.
It does make sense.
It does. So
they feel like they're faster when you're on them.
Tell me, because I wanted specifically to ask you about something that you posted on LinkedIn, because you do a lot of posts on LinkedIn.
I do, yes. I like the social media side of the business a lot.
And you're a BNI advocate.
Yes.
Recent past president of...
Yep, just gave that up in April. Handed
Bexhill.
Over. Yeah, loved it. Been doing BNI for a couple of years now.
Okay. But I wanted to ask you about this Client Money Protect scheme.
Yes.
Which is something that's launched 1st of April.
Yeah, 1st of April this year.
So do tell.
Okay. Well, I think it's really important that this has been launched because
okay.
it's raising the industry standards, and I think that's... There's a big change with the lettings industry this year and coming years. I think it's really going to have a big shift. But I think for the good, there's most of it I agree with. Because it has been a little bit unregulated, and you hear a lot about letting agents running off with people's money.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that a lot. So this is going to put a stop to all of that. And I so I'm all for that.
That's good.
So the client money protection, that's just the particular membership that I'm with, but there are several. So Arla offer one. So I guess it is just that. It's like an insurance scheme. So if you were a landlord of mine or if you're a tenant of mine and I held any of your money,
yeah.
so rent, deposit, etc., then if I did just decide to run off to Margate forever and disappear
yeah.
and never come back, then you would have some recourse in claiming your money back. Because before the 1st of April this year, you would have had none.
Really? There
yeah.
was no protection
no.
really at all?
No.
But was there no voluntary scheme or
I think you could do it voluntary,
schemes.
But you didn't have to as an agent.
Right.
So anyone
so this
in
is
letting
compulsory now.
This is now compulsory. So letting agents and anyone in property management. And yeah, it,
so does
it's,
that mean that letting agents can't trade without it?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
So it is as strict as
exactly
that.
Yeah. And so I recently put this on social media because
yeah.
also it's a hint to clients that landlords that might be elsewhere
yeah.
that they need to be looking for these things now with their current agents
yeah.
or if they're about to employ an agent they want to be checking that these are being complied with so they know that their money is protected.
Right.
So they've got to look out for logos.
I was going to say, so what should you be looking for?
Should be looking for logos on literature, on their website, and actually, again, it's we have to, as a letting agent or property manager, you have to display fees and you have to display that you are a member of something like the CMP. So,
right,
yeah,
okay.
You have to do that now. It has to be in your window, as far as I know. I think I'm pretty sure that they say you have to display it in your window.
Right.
So these are things that they should be looking out for.
So absolutely.
To know that they're choosing a reputable agent.
Yeah, well, it makes sense to give more consumer protection.
Mm.
And in terms of fees transparency, is that across the board as well? Is that
yeah. But of course the agent fee ban, the tenant fee ban, sorry, is coming in the 1st of June.
Okay.
You know about that?
No, tell us about that.
So that's another one. That's what I'm saying. They're coming thick and fast this year, and I think it will go into next year. There's so many changes that we've got to keep up with. But okay. As I say, I think it's all for the good in the end. It's a lot of work for us to do and right. a lot of compliance we've got to get our heads around. But
so tell us about this.
So 1st of June this year, the tenant fee ban. So as it stands at the moment, if you rent a property, you will usually be charged some kind of admin fee for your references or yep. a credit check or guarantor check or whatever it might be. Yep. So that will be completely banned. And not just that, any fees. So if you want to renew your tenancy with an agency, that will be banned. You can't be charged for any cleaning. I'm just trying to think of all the many things. Inventories, some agents make tenants pay for their inventories, right. check-in, check-out fees. It's all gone. All of it's gone.
Right. So they can't take anything from deposit in any regard?
They can with deposits, because okay. deposits are a separate
right.
thing.
Okay.
Deposits are... to
Yeah, so you give a deposit to secure the yeah. property, I understand.
And that's why then you have an inventory and you look at that at the end of the tenancy to right. check if there's any deductions. But in terms of actual charges to fees up front, in initial stages, there will
right.
be none.
Right, so they can't take an advanced sum
no.
And then pay it back later yeah. or anything of that sort?
Yeah.
Okay, and that is a change.
And so, and it's big because if you think about how much revenue that could be for agents as well.
Yeah.
So, of course, I've had to really think about, okay, what's this? How is this going to affect my business? What could it mean to Ansells? So it's quite a big thing because if you really look at it with the percentages of what it could be over your turnover, it's quite big.
Right.
But then, again, I do feel it's a good thing in the end because a lot of agents will go bust. Did I say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So that's cool for me. But also it is larger agencies, a lot of corporate agencies who have charged tenants high fees, astronomical fees. It's not fair. And it gives the independents, the smaller agents, that I would include myself then, just a little bit more fair. Yeah, it gives us a bad name when they've done things like that. And that's why it's come into play, because they've gotten away with it for so long.
Yes.
Hundreds of pounds they might charge a couple to move into a property, as well as then the deposit, as well as the month's rent in advance. And some people just can't afford it. So I think it's in the long run, it's a good thing. I've just got to figure out how I'm going to combat it.
Yeah,
but I'm already working on that.
My two older kids were renting for student purposes, you know, and the upfront fees and the nonsense that you had from the landlords about, you know, we're going to charge you for this, we're going
yeah.
to charge you for that. And it seemed to me that these landlords in particular weren't really operating in the spirit of this new
yeah.
This new requirement. They were saying work doesn't come in till June.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine,
mm-hmm.
but you know, obviously it's on the legislation books.
Yes,
you know, you ought to be operating in this way.
Yeah,
I guess so many landlords are just
about it.
Continuing to play their old game up until this
yeah.
actually is a requirement.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, that's all good news. I didn't know we were going to talk about that today. So that's
yeah.
kind of an interesting.
Just throwing that in there.
Fantastic. So, a little bit more about you. What do you do in your spare time? Do you have any? So apart from going to
not a lot.
Not a lot.
I'm not riding amusements. Well, I'm a paddy dive master.
Okay.
So that's a big passion of mine, but of course not something I can do every day, and I wouldn't do it in UK waters. I do love diving, but only ever abroad. I'm a cocktail diver. So I only go in the blue seas with the pretty colours.
How nice.
I've been doing that for a very long time.
Favourite place you've done that?
Maldives. Just for what you can see there, manta rays and whale sharks.
Nice.
I lived in Thailand for a little while doing that. That's one of my biggest passions. The usual travel. I do love to travel. And more recently, yeah, as I said earlier, UK places. I'm when I was younger, I used to just think of always going further afield, much as far as you can go. And now I'm actually finding a lot of interesting things closer to home and the UK, which is I never thought I would say.
I used to go to West Wales, to
mm-hmm.
Cardiganshire and Pembrokeshire at Easter time. And curiously, for all the Welsh people be listening, it was sometimes hot
yeah.
And not raining in Wales. So
I don't believe it.
That's true. But the beaches in West
they
Wales
are, yeah,
are
they
truly
are lovely.
Sensational.
Yeah, they are.
And kind of a bit of an unspoiled and unknown area, I think, for the UK. So it's great.
I have a very good friend in Brecon.
Yes.
And we've talked about going and climbing the hills and all the rest of it, so I think that's on the agenda at some point.
Yeah.
And then I do some aerial arts, so aerial hoop, silks, a little bit, trapeze. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes. Yeah.
So I've been doing that for a couple of years.
My dentist was married to a trapeze artist.
Wow.
Not my current dentist. But the thing was, he was about 6.5 feet tall and she was 4 foot nothing. So that was the most peculiar thing. I met him at a party. And he introduced her as a trapeze artist. It's the most extraordinary introduction.
That's pretty cool.
But it was quite fun. So, yeah, so not high trapeze, though. No, presumably for you. Just something that's what, recreationally...
And when I'm saying, yeah, and... Are you thinking of like the tightrope trapeze, or you are thinking?
No, I'm thinking of,
yeah,
the,
you
of
are,
the wood on
right,
the string.
Right, good. Yes, good.
The rope,
okay.
Rather.
Yeah.
Yeah, not string. But yeah, on the rope. Yeah. Apparently.
But aerial hoop is really what I like the most. Yeah, and it's I do that. It's a place locally in Eastbourne, and
okay.
I've got lots of friends that do it. Yeah, and I've got
so
I've got a hoop
though.
In my lounge.
So
yeah,
he's,
in that pink outfit that you're wearing. I've got a hoop in my lounge, which everyone wants to get me on when I'm drunk, which is not a good idea.
Stay away.
I think it's really
stay funny. Away. He's so keen on that. But
yeah. So they're my hobbies, I would say.
And you posted recently you were looking for properties in Mead Street.
Mm.
So are you still looking for properties?
I'm looking for properties
everywhere,
to be honest, but I do like the Meadsy area. And I learned somewhere on social media, a forum or a blog or something, that actually naming a street and doing a picture of a street sign really gets people's interest.
Okay.
Because they live there or not.
Street.
Yeah.
That's where I live.
Yeah, or just a little more relatable than just a generic sort of picture sometimes. So... As I said earlier, I really like the social media side of business, and I've learned a lot. So I do read constantly, so hence that's why that post came about. But we did have two properties on Mead Street that we just let.
That's right.
So it was a perfect time to take a picture of those let by boards and then the Mead Street sign. And yeah, but I want to do more of that.
Right.
And I've also heard that, like the sign for Eastbourne, you know, the welcome sign when you come into Eastbourne, that if you just take a picture of that to post, to connect to your Facebook posts or Instagram or LinkedIn, is also a really good...
Yeah, people can identify with that. People like sort of things that are local.
Yeah,
they can kind of
relate to.
Feel and see.
And know.
Yeah. And
rather than just generic pictures, you know, everyone for state agency, it's the keys, isn't it? And,
yeah, exactly.
Or a picture of a house. It's just quite bland. So I just try to make it a bit more interesting.
So, Killer, we had the guys from Century Financing, didn't they? And they said, have you got a killer question? So the killer question...
Oh,
yeah, God. Yeah, all right, okay, don't panic. So the killer question was, and I think we did this for Emma Davey when she was here a couple of weeks ago, yeah. What's your favourite book?
Charlotte's Web.
You see, just off the cuff like that.
Mm.
Why?
I read it when I was very young, maybe 10 years old, and it was a book that I formed a very good friendship with a girl, my best friend.
Oh.
And... the book really got me. It was a brilliant read, all about friendship as well,
okay.
But very sad at the end. And I think I'm sure it's the best-selling children's book ever. I think it was written in like 1952 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just always stayed with me, that book.
Have you reread it?
Yes, I have,
yeah.
But when I was younger, I used to talk, because it's so sad at the end, I used to torment myself and just read the sad ending. And I don't know why I did that, just to torment myself, weird. And then I watched, I think they made it into a cartoon or a film at some point.
Yeah.
I think it was, I'm sure it's Hanna-Barbera. Was it Hanna-Barbera Productions? I don't know, really pointless information there. But
Google it.
Yeah, and... it wasn't as good. You know how they say books are always better? Yeah, so Charlotte's Web, a children's book. How crazy is that? And I like reading as well, but
that
I always go to that book.
That isn't my killer question.
Oh, it's not? Oh, is that because I answered it too well?
No, the killer question is, you're having a party.
Yeah.
And you're going to put on a record to make everybody dance or sing. What is that record?
To dance or sing. Well, so you want to go to your favourite record, don't you? But that might not be one that particularly gets people up to dance and sing.
We're thinking about something that's going to be a good groove for a crowd.
What about whoops upside your head? Because that gets everyone on the floor.
Okay, yeah. Good idea. I'm old enough to remember the dance for that.
I remember my mum and sister doing it many a night drunk.
Thanks for that. Yeah, but that's it. It's just gone through the generations, hasn't it? So if that came on, would you be on the floor doing that?
Oh, yeah.
So that's something.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. What's yours?
What?
Your killer. What's your killer question?
Well, I think I probably think ABBA, Dancing Queen, has got to be there, or YMCA has got to be the other one that's going
to
get people.
I think something where you've got to get involved.
Yeah.
I could do the dance, then, yeah. And YMCA is a good one.
So, excellent. Thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome. It's been very interesting. I feel very privileged to be asked. Okay. Thank you.
It's been good to hear from you. And a few interesting little facts there that I think listeners might find interesting. So come back another time. When you've got some more news, come back and do this again.
Well, when I've been to Margate and Coney Island and then to the next one, I'll let you know.
Exactly.
You'll get your brother here, we can chat about it.
Yes, my brother doesn't really do talking.
Oh, okay.
But that's another story. Anyway, for another time.
Okay,
thank
lovely.
You, Ansel.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Hello, you lovely people. Just to note that this is a podcast and does not constitute legal advice. Should you require any specific legal advice based on anything, then please contact your solicitor, or even better, us, and we can advise you fully.